Tom Karkel in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast says for today going to be lots of sunshine, kind of Indian summer-like weather. High of about 68 degrees. In Kenosha right now, it's 50, 48 in Burlington. Milwaukee checks in at 51. We are at 50 here in Racine. The discovery of a man's body Sunday along the shore of Lake Michigan in Kenosha County is under investigation. The remains discovered just after 8 in the morning by a man who was out for a walk. Mike Hervat immediately calling 911 after he realized the man was dead, describing the body as swollen and very blue. No identity at this point. An autopsy and other tests will be conducted as to the cause of death. A Racine man taken by Flight for Life to Frederick Hospital from the scene of an accident involving his motorcycle and a dirt bike Sunday afternoon, that from the 700 block of South Fancher Road. The 53-year-old victim from Racine was not wearing a helmet. He suffered a head injury and was found unconscious. The operator of the dirt bike did not claim injury. How the accident occurred, not listed with the news release from Mount Pleasant Police. They are getting help from the State Patrol with the investigation. Traffic along that stretch of Fancher Road, which is Highway H, redirected almost 4 hours by that accident. The Racine Fire Department's undergoing a top-to-bottom review under a strategic planning process, which may or may not lead to changes in the future for purposes of efficiency, but if nothing else, potentially some very interesting discussion at City Hall. During the current 2016 budget review process, which is resuming this week, Fire Chief Steve Hansen was asked about run times for the three rescue squads. Said the numbers from January of 2010 through the end of last year showed 54% coming within 6 minutes, the rest within a 10-minute period.
We're covering about 11% of our calls in 2 to 4 minutes, and that's from the time the call taker takes the call and puts it into the computer until we're on scene. We're covering almost 43% of our calls in 4 to 6 minutes, so very short period of time. About 29% of our calls are 6 to 8 minutes. And about 10% of our calls are 8 to 10 minutes.
The vast majority of calls for service these days are medical. Chief Hansen anticipating about a 2.5% increase this year. The 2016 proposed Racine budget public hearing will be Thursday night. The Committee of the Whole recommendation to the full council with any potential amendments will follow that. Sunday's weather may have been great for getting outside for you and us, and it wasn't quite the situation for the local fire departments, at least what they had in mind anyway. A rash of calls taxing resources at times in the city of Kenosha. Heavy damage reported to a home in Summers at 6226 31st Street. It appears to have been an electrical problem. Two dogs, a cat, two birds removed, though the birds were reportedly not doing all that well. Kenosha firefighters sent to 2023 84th Street, smoke coming out of the back of that small home. The initial reports had two people in need of some medical care. Just after 2:30 yesterday afternoon, Kenosha fire crews sent out to a home on fire at 1912 62nd Street. First arriving units said there were a lot of flames, which prompted the call for extra help, including mutual aid. The Red Cross requested to help 3 adults and 4 children. Not long after that, Kenosha firefighters sent to the 1600 block of 22nd Street. That fire incident also prompting a call for the Red Cross. And last night, Racine fire crews sent to 3208 Republic Avenue. Flames starting on the outside of that home, extending up to the second floor and reaching part of the interior. Damage figured at about $30,000. And the annual winter moratorium officially underway now. State law prohibiting utilities like We Energies from shutting off service to customers for non-payment of bills. It's meant to keep people from being left without heat in the colder months. Elise Nelson with the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin, though, notes it does not require them to reestablish service for already customers who've been disconnected.
The utility is not required to reconnect service until payment arrangements have been made, so the PSC is reminding those who are disconnected to establish a payment plan with their utility.
If customers do not reach an agreement with the utility, Nelson says they can still contact the Public Service Commission. Says energy assistance is also available through the Wisconsin Home Energy Assistance Program if you're eligible. The winter moratorium will end next April the 15th. A request to hire an architectural firm to develop a comprehensive plan for the preservation and rehabilitation of the Southport Beach House is up before the City Council tonight. That resolution from Alderman Jan Makowski was approved by the Historic Preservation Committee and the Public Works Committee. It's going to be considered by the Finance and Parks Commission before the full council meets tonight. That could determine if it will be debated by the Alderman. And the council will also consider a resolution from Alderman Bob Johnson urging the mayor to evaluate the feasibility of creating a temporary Missouri exhibit every 5 years to pay homage to the city's rich automotive history. Kenosha County Human Services Committee meets tonight. Discussion to include the recommended appointment of City Administrator Frank Pacetti to the county's Workforce Development Board. Concerns raised by at least one supervisor in the past because of ongoing legal issues related to the city and its previous IT contractor. Meanwhile, part of the process of seeking input from a variety of folks to assist in developing a new strategic plan for the UW system includes a public listening session that will be coming up at UW Parkside tomorrow at 12:30. We get details from WRJN's Janet Hoff.
It's one of nine general listening sessions being held at UW campuses that began in mid-September. The session is open to the public, but participants need to RSVP. In addition, 14 listening sessions are being held across the state for all community, legislative, business, and other leaders to share their thoughts on the needs of the state and their expectations for the UW system. Each UW institution will also hold local opportunities for faculty, staff, and students to participate in the process. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
And the 2015 Governor's Outstanding Adoptive Parents going to be honored during a ceremony at the state capitol coming up a little later this morning. The Department of Children and Families is going to be presenting four awards at the ceremony to parents who've demonstrated exceptional dedication and commitment to their communities by providing loving, nurturing homes to children in need of a forever family to flourish and to reach full potential. Among the speakers at today's ceremony, First Lady Ned Walker and the Chief Executive of Jockey International, Deborah Waller. WRJN.com. That is our webpage. Our newscasts are there in podcast form. Whenever you want, just go to the local news section. At WRJN News is how you get our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400 WRJN News.